If you'd like to follow along in your Bible, it is Genesis chapter 1, the very first passage of our Bibles, if you'd like to do that. So we have a video now.
Stories of the Bible. Creation. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was empty, formless, and dark. But the Spirit of God was there. On the first day, God said, "Let there be light." And God saw that the light was good. Then he separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day and the darkness night. On the second day, God said, "Let there be a space to separate the waters of the heavens from the waters of the earth." God called the space sky. On the third day, God said, "Let the waters beneath the sky flow together into one place, so dry ground may appear." God called the dry ground land, and the waters seas. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, "Let the land sprout with every sort of plant and tree." And God saw that it was good. On the fourth day, God said, "Let lights appear in the sky to separate the day from the night." God made two great lights, the sun for the day and the moon for the night. He also made the stars. God set these lights in the sky to light the earth, and God saw that it was good. On the fifth day, God said, "Let the waters swarm with fish and other life. Let the skies be filled with birds of every kind." And God saw that it was good. On the sixth day, God said, "Let the earth make every sort of animal." God made all sorts of wild animals, livestock, and small animals, each able to have babies of the same kind. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, "Let us make man in our image, to be like us." So God created man in his own image. He formed man from the dust of the ground. He breathed the breath of life into man, and a man became alive. Then he saw that the man needed a helper, so God put man into a deep sleep, and while he slept, God took one of the man's ribs. Then God made a woman from the rib and brought her to the man.
Hello.
Hi.
Then God blessed them and said, "Be fruitful and multiply. Fill the earth and rule over it. Rule over the fish in the sea.
Hello, man.
The birds in the sky.
Hello, bird.
And all the animals that scurry along the ground." Then God said, "Look, I have given you every plant throughout the earth and all the fruit trees for your food. And I have given you every green plant as food for all the animals." Then God looked over all he had made, and he saw that it was very good. So the creation of the heavens and the earth and everything in them was done. So on the seventh day, God rested from all his work. And God blessed the seventh day and said it was holy.
Bible reading this morning, the book of Genesis told us that God made the world that we live in and everything in it. And before God started, there was nothing, absolutely nothing. But God spoke, and first of all, light appeared so that we can see the world around us. Isn't that amazing? And then he spoke again. And all the different parts of the world were created. The different parts of the world that we were just discussing. So the sea, the sky and the land, the trees and the flowers, the sun, the moon and the stars, the fish, the birds, the animals, and then of course us, humans. And the book of Genesis doesn't tell us how the world was made, how many millions of years it took, or what the processes were. Because Genesis is a theology book. It tells us about God. It doesn't get into the technicality, the science behind it. But what the book of Genesis does tell us is that the world and everything in it was created, was made by God. And what was our memory verse? Very good. Yes, so it tells us God created. He made each and every one of us, all of the things around us. And having said that God created everything, the Bible then tells us that everything God made was good. So if we think about the flowers, we always have lovely flowers here on a Sunday morning, and also the gardening team do a lovely job of keeping our garden out the front beautiful. And we see those flowers. And especially at this time of year when they're just coming up and blooming and you can smell them, can't you? When you walk outside, maybe not on a rainy day like today, but on the sunny days that we've had in the past week, you can smell the flowers and see them. It's beautiful, isn't it? They're good. Or when we go home to have our lunch, maybe something like a bunch of grapes. And today there's a few people running a marathon, parts of a marathon from our congregation. And I can imagine them at the end getting a big juicy orange and just thinking, oh, that's so good. So when you're really thirsty and you just have a lovely piece of fruit, like grapes or an orange, it's refreshing. They're tasty, aren't they? Well, maybe some people, Naomi, not so keen. Yeah, it's good. And who has a pet here? Put your hand up if you've got a pet. Do you have a dog, rabbit, guinea pig, fish? There we go. Yeah, so a few of us have pets and animals at home. I have a dog at home, and he's a bit crazy back in Northern Ireland. But they're just lovely, aren't they? Especially if you've got a pet and you just come in from a really long day and they're so excited to see you, aren't they? They wag their wee tails and you think the world's right again. They're just lovely. And they are good. And the very good or the best part of God's creation is you and me. See, each one of us, the Bible says, has been created by God, and we are totally unique, one of a kind, bespoke. There is nobody else like you. Your fingerprint is the only one in this whole world of these billions of people. Even twins don't have the same fingerprint. You're all created uniquely. And so God made the world and everything in it. And everything he made was good. So why did God make it in the first place? Well, in the book of Psalms, 19 verse 1, it says, "The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hands." And the psalmist says, when we look around us, when we look at the skies and the other amazing things of this world, they bring glory to God. They bring praise to God. So if we look at a beautiful painting, the painting will bring glory to God by the artist. If we listen to an amazing piece of music, the music will bring glory to the composer. But if we look at creation around us, it will bring glory to God, the creator. And on another day, we will talk about how God made people different from animals. But today we learned in the Bible that God created the world and everything in it. Everything God created was good. And creation, God's creation, brings him glory. So we have another video for you now to watch that came with this series, and I'm going to ask you a question after we watch the video.
Thank you.
So that video, all of those images were recorded by the BBC series Planet Earth. Some of you might have watched it, but they go out with David Attenborough and film the world around us, and that is where those images came from. They're off the world around us. And I think they were very beautiful. Don't know if you thought that too. But I have a question for you in your grips. And the question is, what has amazed you most about the world that we live in? So when we look at all those beautiful images of the world around us, I want you to think, is there anywhere that you've been, anything that you've seen that has amazed you the most about the world that we live in? So in your little groups, I'd like you to discuss that question with each other, and then I'm going to ask for some of the answers. Sound good? What amazed you? What has amazed you the most about the world we live in? Would anybody like to share?
The pure diversity of everything on and in the earth.
Yeah, that's a really, really good one. Thank you.
We were reflecting on the fact that everything that God has made is in perfect balance. You know, everything holds together, and if one thing was out of sync, then the whole thing would implode or whatever. Just the wondrous way it's all integrated.
Yeah, thank you. Yes.
It's very similar to Mark's point, that the vastness of creation, and it all fits together beautifully, like a jigsaw. And one's left with the conclusion, It can't have happened by chance.
Yeah, thank you. Ideas and things that have gone on around us. Yeah, the world around us is amazing. And if the world is so amazing, it makes us think about the person who created it. It has to be more amazing than the world that we see.